You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back. Talking with Dr. Brian Sarvis, who is the superintendent of the Santa Barbara School District, and I saw him on television. I was very impressed. Gary Earle, who is a president of the Coalition for Sensible
Planning. Right.
Can never remember that. He looked like a Hollywood pretty boy coming on TV there. He looked great. God, he just was very impressed. Chuck Kent, like him, he's been on. He looked a little distracted. I don't know. But you know, the best speaker was Patty Close's husband, Mr. Close. I didn't get his first name. He was articulate. He was not combative, but man, he just really hit the nail on the head on a lot of issues.
Yes. These discussions are really just beginning. I mean, after this study is completed, the board will open up a number of meetings for full board discussions. They'll be looking for input, and you know, to have that very honest discussion about issues like density and traffic is an important thing for the board. In fact, environmental impact review, I mean, that's all way off in the future if any of this goes anywhere.
We were talking during the break, and you mentioned that most developers would come to the county with a proposal.
Yes.
And then it would hit the public fan, so to speak.
Yes.
And you were saying that in this case, you're letting everyone in on the ground floor.
The board is preliminary. In the initial stage of just developing the concept for the proposal.
I don't want to say they weren't, you know, encouraging public input, but at the end of the 3-minute time that the speakers had, I thought it was a little severe to give them the electric shock to get them off the podium. You know, that was just maybe a little bit beyond the pale. Maybe. Although maybe one or two of them deserved it. I don't know. They all were pretty good. I've been looking at least. You've got so much on your plate. This, you know, we could be here for 2 hours, and I know we just have a few minutes left. But there are some interesting. I was reading about leased land. We have a couple. The Goleta School District has a leased land.
And, yes.
You know, as long as those properties can be priced under market when they come on for sale, and that's the seller's position. There's one. There's a couple out there, out on Tracy Drive, that you get more for your money, but you have to pay for the lease. But there was an article up in Seattle where someone bought a cottage for $179,000 versus the other three cottages sold for $360,000. And that was a dramatic differential.
Big
in
difference,
price.
Yes.
And I don't know how you can create that or keep that there. The other part is that I understand that you could write off the lease on your taxes if there's certain criteria. And one of them is that you would have an option to buy the land.
Oh, interesting.
And the question is, well, if the option to buy the land is 500 years from now, would the government consider that a true option? Or if it's an option that may never be exercised, you know, a false option. So, but that would be a very important factor. And if you guys do end up developing this, regardless of whether it's market rate or not, and you go with leased land, there's a lot of that I've been reading about. There's a lot to look into that would make it more marketable for you.
Oh, there is a lot to look into here. Yes.
So what else did we have? I think the speakers were concerned about traffic and density, and one of the speakers mentioned that the irony of trying to create housing for teachers to help the children, but taking away areas that the children now use for education and play. He was trying to draw that. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the initial concern on the part of the board was how to bring additional income into the district. I mean, in some respects, we're a business like any other. I mean, we have 1,800 employees. We serve 16,000 families. We have a $120 million operating budget. And the management of our assets in the districts is like other companies. How do you best use those assets to serve the interest in educating students? And that was the driving force behind all of this.
Right, right. And you own the land. And again, I'm all for private property rights and private development, although you're not private, but you certainly own the land. To further the irony, I started thinking about it, and you look at Prop 13, which was basically something that created a quality of life for a lot of people because it kept their costs and tax base low.
That's right.
But on the other side of the coin, it's one of the reasons why the school board is hungry for revenue. So thereby, they're looking now to housing to create revenue, which some of the speakers are saying would diminish the quality of life for the people living in the neighborhood. And then to take it a step further, I was thinking about it. Though if you went workforce housing, selling under market, the tax base is inordinately low, lower than market rate. So then you would generate less money on property taxes, bringing you less money. Although that argument might not be good because you'd have more houses. So it might work out the same difference, but my little ironic conclusion there. But I know we're pretty much at the end of the time. Again, thank you so much, Dr. Brian Sarvez, Santa Barbara School District Superintendent. Anything that you want to wrap up with or anything that we didn't cover?
Well, I know we haven't talked about the need for workforce housing and the need to maintain a high-level work pool for the school district. And that's very much an issue as well. So all of these needs will have to be balanced. The need for income to the district, the need to manage its assets, the need to attract and maintain a high-quality workforce, are all important community issues.
Just if I can beat you up a little bit, because I watch this on TV, and,
sure.
and I'm certainly not personal, I'm not beating you up, but in fact, it was a member of the school board who pinned down the speaker who was the analysis guy and slash developer. I coined it the fox actually building the hen house. But he asked him, he kept alluding to the fact that if you don't do this, teachers will go to other communities and school districts that offer it. And it was a member of the own, you know, their own school board that said, well, how many other options or where are these others? And he could name none except some rentals up in Santa Clarita.
Well, we also heard comments from people who said, well, gosh, you know, we have the same problem for people who live out in the desert. It's just too expensive there. Well, none of those are as expensive as this community. And we regularly lose teachers. Not that they're going to other districts with workforce housing projects in place. They're simply going to other communities where they can afford to buy a house.
You know, thank you very much for coming in.
Sure.
I know it was just short notice, and I know it was so preliminary that nothing's been decided. And I know you got to go. So Dr. Brian Sarvis, Superintendent of Schools, School District, thank you very much. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We've got a couple more segments, including the fourth segment with the weekly multiple listing update, which we'll try to sneak in last week's as well that we skipped. And got a couple. In fact, in today's paper, I might mention this in the next segment, right in the front page of the LA Times today, coincidentally, was our own Jim Pearson from Santa Barbara Housing Authority talking about a project over on the corner of Montecito Street and down near Olive. So I'll discuss that with you on the third segment. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you,
Very
Mark.
Nice meeting you. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290, 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.